Spring Test 6. Listen carefully to the instructions I'm going to give you. When I have finished reading them, your teacher will stop the recording and answer any questions. You will not be able to ask any questions once the test has begun. I am going to ask you 20 questions. On your sheet, there is an answer box for each question, where you should write the answer to the question and nothing else. You should work out the answer to each question in your head, but you may jot things down outside the answer box if this helps you. Do not try to write down your working, because this will waste time and you may miss the next question. For some of the questions, important information is already written down for you on the answer sheet. I will read each question twice. Listen carefully both times. You will then have time to work out your answer. If you cannot work out an answer, put a cross in the answer box. If you make a mistake, cross out the wrong answer and write the correct one next to it. There are some easy and some harder questions, so do not be put off if you cannot answer a question. Your teacher will now stop the recording and answer any questions. Now we are ready to start the test. For this group of questions, you will have 5 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 1. What are 9 sixes? What are 9 sixes? Question 2. How many vertices has a cylinder? How many vertices has a cylinder? Question 3. Divide 600 by 100. Divide 600 by 100. Question 4. How many meters can you make with 2,000 centimeters? How many meters can you make with 2,000 centimeters? Question 5. What is 1/3 of 36? What is 1/3 of 36? For this group of questions, you will have 10 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 6. How long is it from 11 p.m. until 6 a.m? How long is it from 11 p.m. until 6 a.m? Question 7. What is 20% of 200? What is 20% of 200? Question 8. Look at your answer sheet. Write the time as it would appear on a 12-hour digital clock. Look at your answer sheet. Write the time as it would appear on a 12-hour digital clock. Question 9. What is 1/2 plus 1/4? What is 1/2 plus 1/4? Question 10. Look at your answer sheet. What number is 100 more than the number on your sheet? Look at your answer sheet. What number is 100 more than the number on your sheet? Question 11. Add 65 to 77. Add 65 to 77. Question 12. Joe bought a pen for £3.70 and paid with a £5 note. How much change did he get? Joe bought a pen for £3.70 and paid with a £5 note. How much change did he get? Question 13. Multiply 5 by 0 and add 26 to the result. Multiply 5 by 0 and add 26 to the result. Question 14. Round 3.26 to one decimal place. Round 3.26 to one decimal place. Question 15. Look at your answer sheet. Estimate the size of angle X. Look at your answer sheet. Estimate the size of angle X. For this group of questions, you will have 15 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 16. A silver battery lasts for 19 hours. A gold battery lasts for one day. How much longer does a gold battery last than a silver one? A silver battery lasts for 19 hours. A gold battery lasts for one day. How much longer does a gold battery last than a silver one? Question 17. Look at your answer sheet. Write the next number in the sequence. Look at your answer sheet. Write the next number in the sequence. Question 18. Look at your answer sheet. Circle the approximate answer to 36 multiplied by 9.8. Look at your answer sheet. Circle the approximate answer to 36 multiplied by 9.8. Question 19. A card costs 60 pence. How many cards could you buy with £4? A card costs 60 pence. How many cards could you buy with £4? Question 20. A rectangle is 5 centimetres by 12 centimetres. What is its area? A rectangle is 5 centimetres by 12 centimetres. What is its area? Now put down your pen or pencil. The test is finished.